This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition. It is Monday, July 20th, but you already knew that. We are here 7 days a week, of course, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. If you are not listening to us on terrestrial radio, that is okay. And by terrestrial, I mean regular radio, like over-the-air stuff. You know that thing in your car where you could tune to a station? If you're not listening to us in that style, you can find us at freetalklive.com and lrn.fm and listen to us whenever we're on live. So I know some stations out there only get the program on certain days of the week. Other stations carry us all 7 days. It just depends on where you're at. But if you like the show and you like what we're doing, why, you can find us in a variety of different ways. There's also a handy app that you can get on the Google Play Store or your iPhone App Store.
Personally, I'm a
that is a handy app, but no, I'm talking about one for free.
Oh, you're saying to find the show, right? Not to find us. Okay.
Yes, yes. At any rate, our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450.
I made the captain laugh.
3733. It's not hard to do. I have the sense of humor of a 12-year-old, so, you know, fart jokes will probably do the trick for you.
I have got the body of a 17-year-old. I keep her in the basement.
Oh, not the fridge. You moved her, huh? Finally dried out enough for you to keep it in dry storage?
Yep.
Okay.
Why was the necrophiliac sad?
Why?
His girlfriend split.
Crack open a cold one.
Yeah, that was bad.
Bad joke live. How many tough guys does it take to change a light bulb? None, because tough guys aren't afraid of the dark.
There you go. How many programmers does it take to change a light bulb? None. It's a hardware problem. How many mathematicians does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, God. How many?
None. They tell the programmers to do it, thereby reducing the problem to a previously solved joke. The mathematician got it.
All right, so we were talking about why people believe con artists, this article from theconversation.com, and we'll talk about that more in just a minute. But first, I wanted to say thank you to somebody named the underscore Freeman, that's the, and then the underscore sign, Freeman, probably the Freeman, who is a silver level amplifier of ours. And if you don't know what an amplifier is, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to see all about the benefits that you get by becoming an amplifier. We only ask for $5 a month. You can pay more. There's different levels, and you get different little perks for being an amplifier. But the idea is, if you like the show, you like the content, if you like our stupid jokes, you know, help us get onto more radio stations. We're on somewhere around 200 stations now, and we could be on more. It all depends on you, and that money goes exclusively to help us get on more radio stations, so it's not lining our pockets. We don't receive any of that money ourselves or anything like that. It goes specifically for that purpose. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Head on over there now.
Now.
Well, as opposed to later, you might forget, right? If you do it now, then it's done. You don't have to worry about it.
You make a list.
Like Steve did from Arkansas. He was good. I liked your list, Steve. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing on with this article is talking about...
I was listing a little to the port side.
The list, yes.
More nautical here.
So before you get back into that,
yes, indeed,
I wanted to talk to you about... So you brought up priming, and one of the things I wanted to make sure that that people knew about priming is it's not just what people say.
Okay.
It's also something that happens in the environment. So they did a test where they put someone into a room and, you know, had them fill out a little bubble sheet about what they thought about things. And if you have a gun in the room, they're much more ready for action and worried about being attacked. And if you put a fern in, they're not.
Right.
See, I'm the opposite. Get me around a bunch of armed people, I feel safer.
Right, but that is true, and that goes back to how marketing uses priming, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say something these numbers probably aren't exactly correct, but seven impressions to make an impact and seven impacts to form a cognitive thought. So if you have a product, nobody's gun store, right, and he wants to sell more guns from his gun store, well, he needs to make seven times seven impressions on people, putting his logo, his business, his website, his phone number, whatever, in front of people that many times to get them to make an impression. But then what happens is...
those mathematicians.
Thank you, mathematician. I appreciate that, because I'm horrible at that kind of stuff. That is my weak suit of all weak suits.
I memorized my table.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, very well. I'm going to come to you with more math in the future.
Yeah. But I wanted to point that out especially right now, because with everyone walking around in masks, everyone is very much being primed to still think of this as, this absolute disaster and chaos and death lurking around every corner.
Fear, fear, fear.
Yeah, they don't want things to look normal. Because we won't be afraid if things look normal, because it's not like we're getting the kind of news we would be getting, like Aunt Matilda is dead, that you would get during a real pandemic.
Right, yeah. I know, like, to our listeners out there who wear masks all the time, if you choose to wear a mask, that's okay. But just remember, when I'm wearing masks, I'm the normal one. Or when I'm not wearing a mask, I'm the normal one. When I walk around, when I go into a store, I'm not where anybody goes into a store. You see somebody without a mask, they're the normal ones.
You mean people are supposed to have faces?
People are supposed to have faces, yes. It's a large portion of human communication. Facial expression, when you're doing face-to-face communication, that is a huge part of how you discern whether or not somebody's trustworthy, whether they're telling the truth, whether or not they're giving you false information. People who have hearing problems, I happen to be one of them. I slightly rely on reading of lips. And guess what? Now everybody's got masks over their faces, and so when I go to the store, it's like Kenny from South Park is talking to me. Excuse me? I'm sorry, I can't hear you, right? This is my experience.
That they've taken in-person conversations and turned them into phone conversations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're all just phoning it in.
Yes. And, it occurs to me that in the previous pandemic, during the Woodstock era, right, that nothing shut down. There was barely a blurb in the newspapers. People who remember something about the pandemic.
Can you imagine if we were going to put on Woodstock now?
Oh, it wouldn't
what
happen.
They would say?
No, it would be like...
It would happen if we had enough guns.
Well, that's true.
Well, of course, that would be somewhat different from Woodstock.
Perhaps we should throw a concert called Gunstock.
There is. We can throw it at the state park called Gunstock.
Oh, even better. And the only ticket that you need to get in is to bring a gun.
There you go.
Right? A whole open carry concert.
Which doesn't mean you have to fight your way in. Just
Nice. See, we're vamping on a theme here.
Okay. What about felons, though? Could I get, like, an armored vehicle that didn't have an emplaced weapon and, like, be wheels for the militia?
So we didn't specify that it had to be, like, a firearm. We just said gun. So bring a Nerf gun.
There you go.
And bring a squirt gun.
There you go.
Super soaker? That might be fun.
I actually do want to get a, I don't know what those guns are called, but they're paintball guns. There's a particular name for them. Airsoft.
Okay, airsoft, right. Yeah.
That would be a good thing.
BB gun.
There you go.
Pellet gun. Cap gun. Right? Remember cap guns?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
There was a woman.
My very first explosions.
Yeah.
My very first time I hit my thumb with a hammer. Because, I couldn't find the gun, but I had a roll of the, what do you call it, the caps, right, And I was like, well, I'm going to set them off anyway, and I'm out on the cement front stoop of the place where I lived, and I'm just hitting these things with a hammer, bang, bang. And then the next one didn't go bang, and I go, ow! Because I hit my own thumb. Yeah.
Still a loud noise, just a different sound.
different. Priming.
Yeah. It's something that not only do you do it from saying something before you say it, for example, but it's something that you can pick up from your environmental context. Just whatever's around you in your environment will inform the way that you start thinking subconsciously.
Right. I know the article we covered on it was, all of these phrases that we hear, the new normal. When did you first start hearing that? Was it pre-COVID? I don't recall.
I mean... I've heard that phrase before, yes, in that, every increasingly small. I mean, at 50 years old, I kind of feel like I've been living my life in the garbage compactor on Star Wars, where, you know, the room just keeps getting smaller every year. And we don't have any music.
Yeah, I'm not hearing the music, so I don't know if we're still broadcasting or not. We should be at a commercial break right now.
Ooh, you're not supposed to say that. But it's okay. The FCC doesn't care.
Yeah.
Not supposed
to. All right, stand by, everybody.
Generation Wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, us. It's Discombobulated Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Discombobulated Captain Kickass. I've added discombobulated to my name. Be careful I don't add doctor to it as well. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you would like to call in and share your thoughts with us tonight. You can talk about whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, literally. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, I'm joined by...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you that the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though.
Yeah, if I could open one.
Right. And there's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. So buttons on your underwear. Zippers are quicker. Zippers are quicker. Well, they kind of catch your hairs, but, you know, you don't want to. You want to get pinched.
Yeah, have you seen There's painful. Something About Mary?
Well, having seen the way they do it in Portland, I don't want to get pinched either.
Yeah, right. What is up with that, by the way? Like, and I know
totalitarian police state nightmare.
I know people are shocked by it currently, right? Or at least the internet seems to be all abuzz about. Can you believe that they're kidnapping people in unmarked vans and your uniform? And it's like.
They've been doing that for a long time.
They have been doing that for a long time.
Much worse.
We did cover that, of course, here on Free Talk Live, and I'm sure we'll cover more of it. But I just want to make sure that gets out there. That yes, it is frightening. It is shocking. Your government should not be disappearing people in unmarked vans without arresting them formally, or even maybe even that,
or at all.
It just shouldn't be happening. But it is, and it continues to happen. And you should be frightened by that, not by the masks or the unmasked, right? That's not what you should be frightened by. You should be frightened by the complete and total level of control that the government has assumed in the course of like less than 3 months, like 15, 16 weeks or whatever it's been, of everything that you do. It now decides magically who gets to work and who doesn't, who's essential and who isn't. Why is that? Did you vote for any of that? No, you didn't. These governors just said, I'm going to make it so. Everybody follow. And everybody went, okay, go, go. I gotta follow.
Yeah. Well, if all else fails, there's always the option of civil obedience. For example, I intend to put a Guy Fawkes mask in my car, so if they demand that I wear a mask in their store, that's fine. I'll wear a Guy Fawkes mask, which I do regularly sometimes. It has absolutely no effectiveness against disease, but neither does your surgical mask, so
or your bandana.
That's not an argument against it. Maybe I'll get a gorilla mask and a Ronald Reagan mask. And,
little point
know.
Break action?
Yeah.
We get four or five of us together, all wearing the president's?
You want to go in on, like, four dead presidents?
Only if I can be Nixon.
You can be Nixon.
I am not a crook.
To leave office...
You gotta put more gels into it.
Yeah? I'm probably... Oh, wait, do that again, except in the microphone. Yeah. Get up on that microphone, son.
I am not a crook.
That's much better than mine.
Get the gel.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is complete is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. You call that a body? But as president, you call that a president? I must put the needs of America first.
All right, well, we've been talking about this article from theconversation.com about why do people believe con artists? And I'm just sort of skipping around a little bit, but unpleasant reality. Often, people who are emotionally vulnerable are unwilling to accept an unpleasant reality. That's why when, like, us libertarians and anarchists try to, you know, converse with people and use logic and reason to get our point across, we are correct, but nobody wants to hear it because it interferes with their comfortable reality.
Well, that would imply that the biggest kid on the playground isn't my friend. And I just can't think of that.
That's right. Mm. Consider Sir Arthur Conan Doyle
the biggest and most psychotic kid on the playground.
Consider Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the British author who created Sherlock Holmes, the ultimate deductive rationalist, a character who said, when you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Yet after experiencing family tragedies and the horror of the deaths of World War I, Doyle publicly announced in 1916 that he subscribed to spiritualist beliefs, including that the spirits of the dead can communicate with the living. In 1922, Doyle visited Harry Houdini in his home in New York City and was shown a clever magic trick involving automatic writing on a suspended slate. However, Houdini could not convince a stunned Doyle that this was not paranormal activity.
Yeah, Houdini was pretty famous for exposing the con artists of the spiritism movement.
Yeah, I wish we had a Houdini-like person who was very skilled at exposing the con artists known as politicians.
Would be nice.
Nobody can do that.
Can nobody do that?
Nobody can do that.
I would be on board for nobody doing that.
Well, watch the show. That's what I'm working on. You see, if you're going to tell them the truth, you have to make them laugh or they'll kill you.
Right.
That Oscar Wilde, I believe.
Indeed. envy and opportunism sideline doubt. Sometimes people covet what their peers have already achieved so badly that they will overlook the obvious and deceive themselves and others in an effort to claim better opportunities and a better life. In 1822, Scottish con man Gregor MacGregor, that's a great name, Gregor MacGregor, convinced countrymen seeking easy wealth and their neighbors better lives to buy bonds, land, and special privileges. They filled two ships to sail to an idyllic country, the land of Poyais, P-O-Y-A-I-S. MacGregor priced land in Poyais to make it affordable to the Scottish tradesmen and unskilled workers who had heard of promising South American investments but lacked the means to take advantage of them. Poyais had a distinctive flag, its own currency, and a diplomatic office in London. The only problem was Poyais did not exist. Most of those who sailed died on the Mosquito Coast of Honduras. Some of the few survivors were so taken that they refused to accept that Poyais did not actually exist and argued that it was MacGregor who had been defrauded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So these are the lengths that human beings go to be comfortable in their own deception, right? When you've been deceived long enough, you know, human beings get comfortable with, well, just about anything, you know? When you've been deceived long enough, you begin to believe the deceit is reality, and it is most difficult to break people out of that.
There's no such thing as gaslighting. You're just saying that because you're crazy.
Perhaps. Perhaps I am. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Have you been deceived by a con artist? We've got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With lawmakers back in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill working, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the United States cannot shut down again.
Cautious reopenings will need to proceed in ways that are as smart, safe, and data-driven as possible.
The Kentucky Republican also noting on the Senate floor, coronavirus cases continue to surge across much of the country.
New spikes in large and economically central states show that we are nowhere near out of the woods.
The NFL is finalizing its coronavirus testing protocols as training camps are set to begin next week. The league announced players will be tested every day for the first 2 weeks of camp. Testing will then move to every other day if the positivity rate is below 5%. You're listening to USA Radio News. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to roll back the reopening of bars and restaurants to help prevent a surge of coronavirus cases. New York's governor specifically says crowds and mask violations at New York City bars and restaurants are a problem.
It's not just about you. It's about who you could infect and who you could hurt. And it has continued unabated, and it's getting worse.
With the majority of the focus on red states such as Florida, Arizona, and Texas, many folks forget that over 32,000 people died in New York from coronavirus. The House is honoring late Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis. Lewis passed away Friday after a long battle against cancer.
The chair asks that all those present in the chamber rise in a moment of silence in remembrance of the conscience of the Congress, the Honorable John Lewis.
Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That number again, 855-450-FREE, F-R-E-E, as in freedom. The perspective we like to take here on Free Talk Live for the most part. Freedom is the answer. What's the question? As I like to steal from Ernie. I think it's a pretty good phrase, right? Because it really, for me, it all comes back to freedom. You can take control of the airwaves if you give us a call again, 855-450-FREE. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And nobody.
So we've been talking about why folks get deceived by con men. And, of course, some of the biggest con men in the world are politicians.
Nobody knows that.
I ignored politicians for the longest time in my life. I just didn't want to have anything to do with it because they all seemed like used car salesmen to me. You know that stereotypical used car salesman, the slimy guy who's like always trying to convince you to do something you didn't really want to do and separate you from your hard-earned money?
Because it's clear that nobody is telling the truth.
Clearly.
They always had this strange way of talking where you couldn't actually hear them say anything. Like, they start out with a positive, end up with a negative, so it adds up to nothing. Like, you can't actually, grab on to any ideas being expressed, but you get feelings.
Yes. Nobody thinks that's a good idea. Nobody's going to do that when I'm in office.
It is.
Nobody thinks that's a good idea.
It is.
Nobody's
psychological.
Do that when he's in office.
It is psychological manipulation, for sure. So, continuing on with this article from The Conversation, greed is blinding. Greed can prevent people from seeing that they have made a decision that defies common sense. In 1925, the con artist Victor Lustig, or Lustig, I believe, is the pronunciation, took advantage of the French government's public complaints that it would cost more to renovate a decaying Eiffel Tower than to demolish it. He gathered together scrap iron dealers and convinced them the tower would be taken down and sold to one of them. Then he sold it again. Lustig gained the reputation as the man who sold the Eiffel Tower. Right?
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Ignorance of customs and business practices. Swindlers can find opportunity in their mark's ignorance, a mark being somebody they take advantage of. Swindlers can find opportunity.
Not M-A-R-X ignorance.
Right, in their mark, apostrophe ignorance.
Which is a popular brand of ignorance.
And unfamiliarity with local customs. The confidence man, George C. Parker, sold the Brooklyn Bridge four times, usually to recent immigrants who did not understand that the bridge could not be sold. He also sold Grant's Tomb, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
That's a lot of copper.
Yeah. misery generates desperate belief. Desperate people can suspend disbelief. People believe promises have to be true when the alternative is too miserable.
And that, I think, is exactly why it is so hard to swallow the idea that maybe the government isn't looking out for you. Yes. Maybe taxation is mere robbery.
Yeah. People have been conditioned.
Wizard's first rule.
Yeah, people have been conditioned to believe that without the organization known as government, that we would immediately turn into something something
Mad Max. Thunderdome.
Yeah, you know, motorcycles and mohawks and leather and, you know, people in chains and all that kind of thing.
I would, but only on the weekend. Like, if that was a theme park, I'd go chill there on the weekends.
Indeed.
But I wouldn't want to live my whole life there.
Indeed. Because the alternative to them, right, because that's what they immediately believe, they've been primed to believe so. They've been publicly educated to believe that that's what would happen. And so, of course, they're primed to believe that. People believe promises have to be true and the alternative is too miserable. John D. Rockefeller's father, William, was a bigamist and seller of alleged cures and ineffective patent medicines to ailing people. Riding the circuit through rural towns, Bill, quote, Doc Rockefeller, is said to have tutored his son, the builder of the Standard Oil Trust, in business.
Now, that's
now
kind
that
of
has a
bad,
lot of explanatory power,
doesn't it?
I don't know, because if you look at what he did in business, he got a pretty good size of the market share. At one point, he had an 80% market share, although he was down to like 60% by the time they took antitrust action against him. But during that time, the price of oil fell by a factor of 10. Okay, so $100 worth of oil when he started was $10 worth of oil when he finished, and that improved a lot of people's lives. So you didn't want to compete against him, but if you were his customer, you were winning in a big way.
Well, he also single-handedly destroyed our entire medical establishment.
Interestingly enough, all those guys, when they started doing their philanthropy, that was frequently when they caused problems.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't
oh, yes.
in their business.
Well, no, it was a 1-2 punch, really, because he had the connections for politics. So he used his political connections to start putting a lot of pressure on every single medical academy in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting sued left and right because there's all these new extra laws, and there he goes on his philanthropy, and he gives all this money away because he's just such a generous guy, and it just happens to be only to those institutions that are teaching doctors to prescribe his petrochemicals.
Right. Right. And this is how government helps perpetuate pseudo-monopolies, right? And that's not to say that, you know, there isn't competition, but it helps these companies limit their competition by force of law, right? So if you want to jump in the pool and start swimming and compete against these guys, you can't because you're prohibited by law. You have to jump through so many hoops in order to do so that it is not only cost prohibitive, but it doesn't make any sense for you financially as an entrepreneur.
Why can the bank bank rob you blind? Because it's against the law to sell you an alternative.
Right.
Why can Big Pharma feed you poison? Because it's against the law to sell you an alternative. So you try their poison or you just die.
So sometimes it's about trust. People believe stories because they trust those who tell them. They don't know how to or don't want to bother to investigate claims or see no need to do so. Starting as early as the mid-1980s, swindler Bernie Madoff sought investors in his Ponzi scheme amongst wealthy Jewish retirees and their philanthropic organizations in the U.S. and in Europe, among members of aristocratic families. His victims simply trusted others in the group who vouched for Madoff and his investments. That's it. It was just they trusted somebody else that they shouldn't have, or that somebody vouched for a guy that they shouldn't have.
But Bernie Madoff was a piker. You want to see a real Ponzi scheme? Look at Social Security.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's how you do a Ponzi scheme.
Sometimes claims are difficult or costly to disprove. In 1912, a skull, some bones, and other relics were found in Piltdown in East Sussex in the UK. The remains appeared to be from a creature who could be the long-sought missing link between apes and humans. It took over 40 years to confirm that the Piltdown man was a hoax and over 100 years to identify who forged it. It's hard to disprove untruths. Consider the ongoing searches for things like Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, for example.
Well, and this is the same thinking of how dare you question the CDC. They have a finding, and we trust them. The World Health Organization agrees with them. How could you possibly go against them?
Yeah. This willful ignorance of people to trust an organization with, you know, letters, an acronym, WHO, CDC, that kind of a thing, without looking into it for themselves or at least finding other opinions and comparing them is ridiculous to me. I don't understand how we got so far down this rabbit hole.
Well, let's see. We started out with schools that taught us regurgitating what you're told is what learning is. Well,
and they also were a parental figure in most of our lives. Like, the government raised us. Of course we trust them. They're our parents. They're looking out for us.
See, I always looked at the government more as that creepy uncle that you wanted to stay away from.
Creepy Uncle Sam?
Yeah.
I want you. He's like pointing at you. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, no.
Well, you can want me from afar, dude.
Bad touch, Uncle Sam. Bad touch, Uncle Sam.
Yeah. I do not consent.
855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live coming right up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody.
Thanks.
I didn't say welcome back nobody.
Oh, sorry.
But you, I guess nobody
I didn't
is.
Say welcome back Cotter.
I guess nobody is part of everybody, so if I say welcome back everybody, nobody is immediately included.
Welcome back.
At any rate, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We might have enough time to get you on the line if you call now. And with me in the studio tonight, I'm the captain, by the way, and joining me is...
Peakless Mountaineer.
Nobody.
Peakless Mountaineer. I just want to say that a bunch so I get used to saying it.
No
Peakless
peaking.
Mountaineer.
Please do.
Yeah. Does that mean you don't peak? you don't climb mountains and go over the top and back down the other side. You just sort of go around the mountain?
Nope, just keep going up. Just keep going up.
Well, eventually you're going to reach the peak.
No, there is no peak.
Well,
I climb the mountain that has no peak.
What mountain is that?
Well, it's the opposite of the abyss.
Oh, I see. Right. It's the opposite of the the black hole or whatever, right?
The bottomless pit.
Bottomless pit. Okay, yeah. Got you. Sorry, I think you described that earlier, but hey, sometimes I forget things, so forgive me, sir.
When you look too long into the abyss looks also into you.
It does.
Well, and the trick there is to just keep looking. No, it really is. Look into the abyss until it looks into you, and then you find the abyss inside yourself, and then you know exactly where your abyss is.
Okay. So we've been talking about how...
Now, is this an abyss or an abyss? Are we talking about the woman who runs the abbey?
You shouldn't look into that.
You should not
okay.
look into that now. You should look into why people believe con artists. And we've been doing that here tonight.
We've been believing con artists?
We've been looking into why, why people believe the con artists. One of the reasons is people want dreams to be true. Sometimes, despite built-in skepticism, people badly want improbable but wonderful things to be true, to move the world with a dream. For instance, if an alien spacecraft had really crashed and were being analyzed in Area 51 in Nevada, it could mean that interstellar travel is possible. Well, we know that it is because, you know, we're kind of doing it.
Not interstellar.
Not in, well, I mean,
traveling through space.
Traveling through space.
Not between stars.
But not between stars. Yet.
The problem with interstellar differences is that the nearest star to us is Alpha Proxima. And it's 4 light years away. Doesn't look like it has any habitable planets. But that means that if you want to get in your spaceship and go there, even if you go at the maximum possible speed, it's a full 4 year trip.
Right.
And considering that even getting up to 1/2 C is a huge challenge, it's going to be a lot longer than 4 years.
Yes. Well, on the bright side, from your perspective, no time will pass.
Well, until you get back and all your friends are dead.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. The other reason here that I think pertains, we've been
never come back.
We've been talking a little bit about, you know, the whole mask thing and the government crackdown on the coronavirus, and why now? Why this particular virus, right?
They're trying to mask something that was going on.
Well, I think they're taking advantage of social media, and this particular reason in this article is repetition. The hallmark of social media creates belief. Hearing a false claim over and over can be enough to generate belief in it.
You know, I didn't believe that when I first heard it, but I'm starting to think it's really true.
And in addition, hearing a false claim over and over again can be enough to generate a belief in it.
Well, there's an old saying, if you're going to tell a lie, tell a big one and tell it over and over.
Yep.
A common advertising and public relations strategy is to be extremely visible by multiplying impressions. We talked a little about this earlier, so that people see the message everywhere. Now,
and are impressed.
The internet has done a lot of things to improve a lot of people's lives and make things more efficient and easier and all that kind of thing.
And then came Facebook.
And the one thing that I think everybody can agree on, or most people can agree on, is that it is the world's largest marketing machine.
Oh, by far.
Right. If you want to market something, it has replaced all other forms of marketing as, you know, the place that you want to be. Right. All the other forms of marketing are almost secondary now. The internet comes first. There's been a bit
Aren't
of an inversion.
Aren't we on an advertising supported radio show?
I believe we are.
Okay, Goofy. I just wanted to make sure.
isn't that radio show on the internet?
I'm sorry, what?
Isn't that radio show on the internet?
It is on the internet as well.
Correct. So it is secondary. But my point here is that with all of this going on, you know, my theory about this being sort of a litmus test to see, not litmus test, but like a test to see, you know, how dumb the public education system has made the masses, right? How dumb the media has made the masses in getting them to go along with all of this ridiculous stuff with the lockdown and the masks.
None of
is a result of the repetition on social media.
I mean, none of it makes sense is the thing. Like, closing one of the doors on your grocery store so everybody has to go through the same door, that's actually kind of the opposite of social distancing, isn't it? But yet, they do it straight-faced with no idea what they're trying to accomplish.
Indeed. And finally, people believe what others appear to believe. This is the go-along. Right, the crowd factor, right? Nobody's as dumb as all of us. And I don't mean you, nobody. I mean, like, you know, everybody can be dumb individually, but people are much dumber.
I was going to say, I'm a lot smarter than many of us.
When they get into large groups. People have a built-in willingness to defer to confident assertions made by an apparent expert or legitimate authority. Read government, read, you know, authority, you know, as far as experts of the government trots
out. World Health Organization, the church.
In experiments by Stanley Milgram, we all know about that. We've talked about that repeatedly here on Free Talk Live. Ordinary people complied with directives from a scientist to administer to subjects what they falsely believed were painful shocks. A passionate and convincing swindler, often masquerading as an expert, for example, an art dealer, or researchers of miracle cures, exploits that weakness to get people to believe false claims. A related mechanism introduced by Robert Cialdini, I'm probably mispronouncing that, is called social proof. Seeing someone else do what you are thinking about doing frees you to act. It's evidence of the correctness of the action. This is why con men often use shills, helpers, who confirm to the victim that the con man's scheme is legitimate. monkey see, monkey do is basically the nuts and bolts of what this is saying. And so when a monkey sees another monkey wearing a mask, the monkey goes, oh, it must be the right thing to put on a mask.
Well, and that taps into a really deep instinct, because on a very real level, if you are rejected from your group, you will die. So you want to be doing what your group is doing.
And not just that, but frequently, you know, if the group is cooking their meat before you eat it, and you're not cooking their meat before you eat it, well, there may be a reason that all the living members of the tribe cook their meat before they eat it, because raw meat might kill you.
In conclusion, the article says, society, including government, cannot function well if every claim requires fact-checking. Con artists thrive year in and year out in business, politics, and everyday experience. Ultimately, however, a world of alternative facts is not the world that our dreams want to be true. I can't say enough about how this article applies to what's going on today. Right? It really is a breakdown and outline of why people are doing what they're doing today, and why it seems so ridiculous to those of us who have the wherewithal to analyze it from the perspective of reason and logic.
Well, and in those Milgram experiments, so the guy has a lab coat and a position and authority and... Wow, you know, if you just stack a government license on top of that, you can get away with admitting that you lied about the ineffectiveness of masks.
Yep.
And still no one loses your credibility.
Yeah.
Everyone still trusts you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, not everybody.
Mm. Well, okay, but the majority.
Nobody don't trust none of that.
No, nobody. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Don't nobody not trust no none of that?
This is what happens in my brain all day now. People wonder why I don't get much done.
Negative to get back where you started.
I don't know. I can only count to four as a musician, so that might be a stretch to do the quadruple negative.
Don't you do like 6-7 time or 7-8 time or something?
3-4.
Oh, I know.
But that's
where
you call it 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. That's 3-4.
So you just waltz.
You do it four times. Right? It's a swing beat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, indeed it is. At any rate. I believe this relates back to the priming stuff, too, right?
Absolutely.
This article ties right into that, where you've been sort of told these phrases, these lines, these words, in advance of what's going on, and now that they're being spouted off by officials, you automatically assume that they're true. And by you, I mean
like
the general.
Like it's your prime directive.
It is. We're out of time for this evening, so thank you to all the listeners. We're here 7 nights a week. If you missed any portion of the show, you can get it at archives.freetalklive.com. Thanks, everybody.
Part you can.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.